So we got yesterday to the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It was around 8 lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, minayin shebe shofar. How do we know when we're dealing with blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah that you're supposed to use a shofar? Maybe you're supposed to be blowing something else. Maybe chatzotzos, trumpets. So the Gemara says, Tamu lomar v'havarta shofar trua. So this pasuk, the entire pasuk on the side tells me that v'havarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi, you blow a shofar in the 7th month, b'esor l'chodesh on the 10th of the month, which is Yom Kippur, b'yom ha-kippurim taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. And you're supposed to have the shofar go throughout the lands. So this is in reference to Yom Kippur, Yovel. During the Yovel, they would blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. So we bring a raya from Yovel, Yom Kippur Yovel, to Rosh Hashanah. Just like Yom Kippur, we use the shofar, so too by Rosh Hashanah, we use the shofar. How are we able to do that? So the Gemara explains, Ainli El B'Yovel, I only know Yovel that you blow the shofar. How do I know about that on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah uses the word trua all the time by Rosh Hashanah, but never does it mention shofar.
Every 50 years.
Right. So, but never mentioned shofar by Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Minayin, asks the Gemara. So Tamil Omer, B'chodesh HaShvi, because the pasuk by Yovel says Chodesh HaShvi. Shein Tamil Omer B'chodesh HaShvi. You don't need to mention Chodesh HaShvi, because it says Chodesh HaShvi all the time. Rashi here is kind of lagging, on the next page he talks about it. But we know Yom Kippur is the 7th month all the time. Once you tell me that Yovel, you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur itself, why does it have to tell me B'chodesh HaShvi is Yom Kippur? We know when Yom Kippur is. So Chodesh HaShvi is superfluous, and therefore we say, Ma Tamil Omer B'chodesh HaShvi, why does it mention Chodesh HaShvi by Yovel? Sheyu kol churos she'chodesh HaShvi zekazeh. To tell me that all the blowings that take place during Chodesh HaShvi have to be equal. So just like Yom Kippur, Yovel, is with a shofar, so too we can learn, this is called the Hekesh, the type of Hekesh, so too through this Hekesh, we're able to apply that also Rosh Hashanah of Chodesh HaShvi uses a shofar. Why? No, but it's a drasha. It's a good question.
You're going, it's a hekesh just from chodesh to chodesh. It's not even, because the whole chodesh, it's not even a hekesh to Rosh Hashanah itself.
Right, not even a hekesh Rosh Hashanah. No, but that's fine, because all the tequilas that take place, it's a good question, why chodesh Shri? Why that's mentioned in the pasuk? It's definitely unnecessary. Because we know when Yom Kippur is. Just say Yom Kippur, I know it's in the 7th month. So right. Chodesh Shri is extra, so what's the chodesh, what to tell me? So, unless you have a better explanation of what it's there for.
Me for sure.
So, therefore, we say, Chodesh HaShvi must be something equal, all about the 7th month things. So, they learned, since this pasuk is talking about blowing the shofar, it must be that all the... You know, and also remember, we have another question. We don't know what to use for Rosh Hashanah. That's an open question. What object are we using? Is it the trumpets? Is it shofar? We don't know. That's an open question. Right. We have another question in the pasuk about shofar Yom Kippur, that Chodesh HaShvi is extra. So, putting those two together makes everything come nicely. But that's talking about Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah.
But Yom Kippur, Yom. Oh, that's an easier question to use, because if it's specifically, if from Yom HaShvi they're learning Rosh Hashanah, so definitely from Shofar they're learning that too in Rosh Hashanah. That's an easier question.
Right.
If they're learning from Yom HaShvi, Chodesh HaShvi, obviously Yom Kippur is Chodesh HaShvi, and they're learning Chodesh HaRasha, is that every Chag on Yom HaShvi, in Chodesh HaShvi, you blow something.
Mm-hmm.
It says specifically Shofar.
Well, that's
so
the drasha.
Shofar applied to everything.
That's exactly the drasha, right? The
but
shofar applies.
Why do you learn every year? Because it says Yom Yovel.
No, but the Chodesh HaShvi.
I understand.
All months. All 7th months in every year.
I know.
Right.
From that too.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Minayin Shepshuta Lefanel. So we know, of course, the structure of blowing the shofar is a tekiah, is a true, and is a tekiah. How do you know you start off with a pshut? The pshut is a straight sound, a tekiah. Tamil Omar, it says in this pasuk by Yom Kippur, I mean Yovel, vavarta shofar trua. So lashon vavarta, Rashi explains, and again, and this is the top of the next page, he explains vavarta is a lashon of pshuta. It's, you just let it pass through, one straight sound. How do I know there's another straight sound, a tekiah, afterwards? Tamalomer, taviru shofar, again, taviru. So just to read the whole pasuk, now everything comes together. The pasuk again by Yovel says, vavarta shofar chua. Vavarta means tekiah, and then it says chua. This is Bechosh Shvi tells me that it applies to all the entire month of the seventh month. Be'asur l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim. And then it says again at the end of the pasuk, Taviru shofar b'chol artechem. And another pshut, another Taviru at the end. So this is how we know the whole structure for Rosh Hashanah blowing Tekiah, Tshua, Tekiah. And with the shofar.
The reason we do shvarim is because we don't know if Tekiah is Tekiah or Tekiah shvarim, really.
We don't know how to define Tshua, whether Tshua is shvarim or Tshua.
Whether Tshua is shvarim or
exactly,
not.
Exactly, right. So then the Gemara says the bottom line, the Ainli Ella Biovel. So I only know that Yovel, that is all true. But Rosh Hashanah Minayin, how do I know that all the Pshut in the beginning, Pshut at the end applies to Rosh Hashanah? Same thing. Tamalomer B'chodesh HaShvi, it says. Well, She'ain Tamalomer B'chodesh HaShvi. They don't need to tell me Chodesh HaShvi because I know Yom Kippur is in Chodesh HaShvi. It's superfluous. So Ma Tamalomer B'chodesh HaShvi. Why does the Pasuk mention Chodesh HaShvi? Shehu kol truos haChodesh HaShvi zekazet, to tell me again that all the truos. Initially, wanted to learn what you use for the blowing of the blowing. First, we learn that it's a shofar. Now we're learning that the entire structure of the blowing tchia tchua tchia is also learned from these extra words of Chodesh HaShvi. Then the Gemara asks minayin l'shalosh shel shalosh shalosh. So what's this question? So Rashi explains. This is four lines from the top. Minayin shalosh shel shalosh shalosh. Minayin dehanach pshuta lefneh lachrea utrua b'emsa. How do I know that three sound the structure? Tkiya tru tkiya avdinan tlasa zinmat. I have got to do that three different times for lemalchios chada, lezichonos chada, leshofos chada. I have to repeat this three different times. How do I know this? So Tamil Omar, it says, tavarta shofar trua. It says, that's the pasuk we've been using up until now. And then it says, Shabbason Zichron Chua, in regards to Rosh Hashanah, it says that. And then there's a third pasuk that says, Yom Chua Yelachem, also by Rosh Hashanah. So we just mentioned three psukim to tell me three different times. Now, of these three psukim, one's about Yovel, and two's about Rosh Hashanah right now.
So why do we have to go on the Hekish? Why couldn't you just get from Shabbaton Zichron Chua, or Yom Chua Yelachem?
Because we don't know to use a shofar from that pasuk Rosh Hashanah, and we also don't know about the Pshut in the beginning and Pshut at the end.
But isn't this a much stronger raya that you already took a shofar than...
No, it doesn't mention shofar in the pasuk. It doesn't mention shofar by Rosh Hashanah at all.
It says Yom Teruah Yilachem.
That doesn't mean a shofar. Chua means a sound. It doesn't mean what object you're using. But instrument.
So the whole hekesh is not that you're supposed to blow something. Is it you're supposed to blow a shofar?
We know you blow something Rosh Hashanah.
That's what you blow. That is clear. That's not
exactly
a hekesh.
Right. Ah, okay, so what you blow, a shofar is the... Okay. Number two you learn from it is that you have to have a tekiah... Chua tekiah, that okay, structure is not learned from Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say by the psukim of Rosh Hashanah.
Okay,
say it again?
Hekesh.
No, different. We'll get to that in a second. Hekesh is something different. Hekesh is usually, Hekesh is when two words are two psukim are next to each other. Uh-huh. So Gzeshav is a word here, and there's a word there, and then we equate the two. So this is a type of Hekesh.
Okay, now I get it.
It's not a classic Hekesh, we'll see in a second, but it is being understood as a Hekesh. So now we just brought three psukim that mention Chua. So that tells us we have to do it three times over. We have to do Tkiya, Chua, Tkiya three different times. Now the problem is, of the three psukim we just brought, one's about Yovel and two's about Rosh Hashanah. Who said you're supposed to combine all three into three separate times? So that's what the Gemara says, Uminayin litain es ha'amur shel zeh bezeh v'shel zeh bezeh. Who told me I could take the Yom Kippur pasuk of Shofar, apply it to Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Hashanah psukim apply to Yovel? There's three different places. One's Yom Kippur, two is Rosh Hashanah. How do you know you combine those three psukim together? Tam Lomar, Shvi, Shvi, L'gzeir Shava. To tell me, it says Shvi by Yom Kippur, it says Shvi by Rosh Hashanah, tells me to equate the two areas to combine into a total of three times you have to do Tkiya Chua Tkiya. One by Malchios, one by Zechonos, and one by Shofros.
So we're learning that you do three times of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros from Rosh Hashanah, and we learn throughout the Kia, the Kia throughout the Kia from Yovel.
Let's say
we learn three times three from Rosh Hashanah on Yovel, and we learn from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah on the Kia throughout the Kia. Is that how it is?
Well, no. Tekiah is learned from Yovel.
Yes.
That you have to do it three times over is learned from together Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Both together.
Because Rosh Hashanah only says it two times.
That's right. The first pasuk is from Yovel.
Exactly. So we have to combine the two to say you have to do the structure three times over. Once for Malchios.
It's interesting that they would take from two different events and add them up.
Yeah, but it's through this drasha of
probably also Mesorah. I mean, it's probably
Well, I mean, it's a hekesh or it's a gzera shava.
I'm saying it's probably a mesorah from the time of.
Well, gzera shava has to be a mesorah. You can't make your own. So then the Gemara continues to say, okay, so how do you do this? Shalosh shehein teisha, three that are really nine. You have to do it three times over that are really nine. What does that mean, three times that are really nine? So Gemara explains, shir tekiah, the length of the tekiah, we saw this already yesterday, ketruah, is the length of a truah. Okay, now, shir of a truah is kishlosh shvarim, is like three shvarim. So each truah is two, let's call it. And then you have to do three truahs, that gives a total of nine. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara asks, "Hi Tana, mi kara maisi le behakesha."
We didn't mention shvarim until now, right?
We did not exactly. I'm not sure. The Gemara at the end here, the Brisa seems to be just telling us how long a tekiah is supposed to be.
Right. We quoted this in the last page. This Brisa we quoted.
This is what was mentioned before. Mm-hmm. Okay.
When we were seeing the conflict between that and our Mishnah, it says it's hivavos.
This is the exact price that we brought. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, I see the Gemara quote, the Mesorah Shas refers to each other. Okay. So now the Gemara asks the question, I guess what David was getting at. Hai tana meikara maisi le behekesha. Initially, the whole price that we just brought was learning everything from a hekesh. Let's see how Rashi explains the hekesh. You see Rashi? It's right around where we are in the Gemara. The Tana Maisi Behekesha. Initially, the Gemara used the Hekesh. Lil Mod Zemizet to learn on Yom Kippur from each other. Minayin Shem Shofar B'Shut El Fanel Achra. How do you know you have to use a shofar? And how do you know you have to have a tiki in the beginning and a tiki at the end? Gamar Rosh Hashanah Miyovel Behekesha. We learn one from the next. How? Z'ain Tamalomer B'Chod Shashvi. You don't have to teach me Chod Shashvi because I know Yom Kippur is in Chod Shashvi. That the Chodesh Hashvi, that word is extra to tell me to be makish to have a hekesh of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So initially we use this hekesh. Then the Brisa shifts gears and the Gemara asks, however, Hasha now, Maisha the Gzeir Shava. Now the Gemara is using a Gzeir Shava of Shvi one place, Shvi in another place. It's a very different drasha. The number of 13 different drushas we could use. So why is it Brisa, you change in the middle which type of drasha? First they use a hekesh, and then they use a gzer shava. So it says the Gemara Hachi Kama.
What is the gzer shava?
It says Shvi by Yom Kippur, and it says Shvi by Rosh Hashanah.
So what was the hekesh?
Hekesh was, it doesn't need to say Chodesh Shvi by Yom Kippur. We know when it is. That's extra.
So it's a word next to a word. It's not a pasuk next to a pasuk.
It's a different type of hekesh, which we'll explain in a second. It's a different type. It's not a classic hekesh. So the Gemara says as follows: Halchi Kamar, I lav gzera shava. Had we not had this gzera shava, hava maisi lebehekesha, I could have proved the same idea through a hekesh. However, hashta the osis gzera shava. Now that we have a gzera shava, hekesh lo tzarach. We don't need the hekesh. Okay, interesting. Right, you didn't like it so much. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Halchi Kamar. That Rashi, Halchi Kamar, I lav gzera shava. Ilo nemra gzer shavazu lemoshe misinai laduna. If we did not have a mesorah, then haisi maybe hakol bekeisha kolomer miatzmo. Says Rashi, the halach is ein adam don gzer shav miatzmo. A person cannot create his own gzer shavas; he has to have a mesorah from your rebbe, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Now, had we not had that, Rashi says we could have on our own learned the same halacha through a hekesh. We could create our own hekesh because he says, me'atzmo. I can make my own hekesh. If you find the good question, you find the good hekesh, you can make your own drasha. Anybody could do that. The Gilyan Ashasta, the Rebbe Kiva Eger, I think you guys have this one here. Yesterday you didn't have that one. But Rebbe Kiva Eger, this is top right. There's a Mesorah Hashas top right. Below that's the Bach. Below that's the Gilyan Hashas.
No.
Top right of the page, no?
No, we have Mesorah Hashas on.
Yeah. No, you gotta have the Gilyan Hashas here. You don't have it on here? Yes. Below that, no?
No.
Below the pasuk. Did you have a circle in the Rashi? Do you have like a little flag? Oh, there.
On this side.
We have different sides. Okay.
We changed the whole.
Turas Hadas. I'm gonna return.
Yeah. Well, may mine change. I'm not sure which one's the original.
Where do you have it? Okay. No, I'm sure
okay.
Yours.
Okay. So. Was the Gilyan Hashas? This is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this Rashi and says, "Ayn Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph. Rashi di Rabaskil lo makshinon vitzarchian. It's a question. So you have to look in Rashi and Sukkah. What does Rashi and Sukkah say? So Adam's already there. So he says that a person, the only drasha a person is able to make on his own is only a kal v'chomer, implying you can't make a hekesh on your own. Only a kal v'chomer, that's the only thing they're allowed to make. Is that what Rashi says there? Something like that, right? So, so I don't understand. In Sukkah, you can't make a hekesh on your own. That's the implication. Here he clearly says you can't make a hekesh on your own. That's his question, Sarchin. So some achronim say that this hekesh is different. Normally a hekesh is where it's like two psukim next to each other, or two words next to each other, that a person cannot make on their own. Here, this hekesh is a strange hekesh. It's really just one word. Chosh HaShvi is an extra, it's not putting together two words that are next to each other. It's the word Chosh HaShvi in itself is like begging for a drasha, since it's extra, and therefore somehow it's a different hekesh which allows you to make it on your own. I'm not fully getting it, but something's different. That's how they're getting out of it. So Rabbi Akiva thought it was a kasha, and others thought there's a way to wiggle out of this question. Okay. Fine, let's go weiter now. V'hai tana ma'isila b'gzer shava. Mimidbar. Now we have another braisa that learns the same halacha that we just learned above, about particularly the halachas of that we start with a tkiah and we end with a tkiah. They learn that from a different gzer shava from the word midbar. So what's this gzer shava? The tana. The braisa teaches us, this is last week's parsha, uskatem chua, that you blow a chua. What's tkiah and chua? Tells us tkiah bifnei atzma, uchua bifnei atzma. You have to have a tkiah, a separate sound than that of a chua. So ata omer tkiah bifnei atzma, uchua bifnei atzma. You're suggesting that they're two different sounds. Od eino ela tkiah uchua achasi. Maybe really tkiah and chua are really one and the same. And it says blow a chua. Tkiah doesn't refer to the sound. Uskatim refers to the act of blowing, but it's really referring to the sound of a chua. Maybe that's what the drasha should be. Right. So Gemara says no. You say that's what you're saying. It could have said that. That's an answer.
That's the whole limit, I think.
But the Gemara is challenging it right now. Gemara says maybe skatim really means it's active lung. Maybe harasim, what you just said, maybe it's not. This is not a good verb. True is a sound, and tkiah is the action. That's what I guess it's suggesting here, that yeah, maybe it could have said that.
What is that word?
It's lashon of
the pol doesn't have the connection to the
right.
Tkia, you're blowing. That's shofar. What? Hare otem.
So either way, the Gemara says, how do you know it means tkia separate from a chua? Maybe it really means blowing one chua. So Gemara says, kishu omer, when it says elsewhere, it says specifically, do a tkiah and don't do a chua. That tells me, havi omer, tkiah b'fnei atzma, u chua b'fnei atzma. It says, do a tkiah, blow a tkiah, which is a different sound than a tariu, than a chua. So we see that they're two different sounds. So therefore, when we go back to learn from the pasuk, uskatim a chua, that means you do a tkiah first, and then you do a chua.
Because of the choice of words.
Because of the choice, exactly. So, uminayin shepshuta lefanah. So, how do you know that the tkiah comes first? Tamalomer, from the pasuk we said before, uskatem chua. Uskatem means the sound tkiah, and chua means the sound chua. Tkiah comes before the chua. And uminayin shepshuta lachre. How do I know there's a tkiah at the end? Because tamalomer, in a different pasuk, it says, Chua Yisku. That you have the Chua and then you have the Tkiah to follow. Okay, so that's the drushes. The question is, these are all different psukim. How do we apply this to that of Rosh Hashanah? So we're using the drusha, the Gzer Shava Midbar here?
What's the question?
Are we applying this yet? Are we trying to apply this to Rosh Hashanah? How do we know this applies to Rosh Hashanah? All we've proven is that when it comes to the different travelings of the Midbar, that you're supposed to do a tekiah chua than a tekiah.
Well, did it say something about Rosh Hashanah? It says, "No matter the kol tu yesh tekiah lifanei olacharei, b'gzera shava yomidbar."
Okay.
That's what the teaching. שלכל תקיעה יש תקיעה לפניה ולאחריה בגזירה שווה במדבר. זה תעניות קטן תרועה. תקיעה בפני עצמת תרועה. Didn't speak about your shit. No,
yeah, okay, oh, fine, okay, we didn't get there yet, we'll get there soon. So right now we don't know anything about Rosh Hashanah. All we know is, and the Midbar, they did Tkiah, Chua Tkiah.
Yeah, that's what you know. Okay,
we haven't applied it yet to Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara brings a different Raya, that they had Tkiah, Chua Tkiah in the Midbar as well. This is Rabbi Shmuel Beno, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Omer, he says, Ein od tzarech, you don't need this whole drasha that you just mentioned above. Because Harehu Omer, it says in one of the psukim that they brought above, Uskatim Chua Shanis, that's the pasuk. Shane Tamalomar Shanis. What is Shanis doing here? Very strange. Ma Tamalomar Shanis, okay, you like Rabbi Shmuel. Ma Tamalomar Shanis is extra, unnecessary there. Zeb Bonav Av, this is creates a clown for us that Shekol Makom Shinemar Chuma, Chura rather, Tehei Tekia Shnia La. Uska, it could have just said Uskatim Chua, Tekia Chua. Why is it to Shanis? Shanis tells me to do a tkiah a second time at the end as well. That's the drasha. Okay. So two different drashas that in the midbar there's a tkiah to a tkiah. Now the Gemara asks, now that we've established that, ainli ala b'midbar, I only know what was done in the midbar. Be Rosh Hashanah minayin, how do I know in Rosh Hashanah we had the same structure of tkiah to a tkiah? Tamalomar, chua l'gzer shava. It says chua by the midbar, it says chua by Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gzer Shava. Okay. Now, interesting question. We said before that Ein Adam Dun Gzer Shava Ella Mipi Rabbo. You can only have Gzer Shava that you have from your Rebbe. You can't make your own Gzer Shava. How is it possible? We have a machlokas here. One person says we learn from Chura Chura from Midbar. The other person says we learn from Shvi Shvi from Yom Kippur, Yovel. So someone lost the Masorah, so it must be that something's wrong here. So, it comes to Gzer Shavas, there are different types of Gzer Shavas. The Ramban in the Shirashim on the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvot has, was 11 or 11 Shirashim, I think, right? 11, remember? 11 Shirashim, 11 foundations and to how to forget all the Mitzvot. And in that discussion, he mentions different drushas. If you learn a Mitzvah through a drusha, whether you count that or not. The Ramban has a whole long discussion about Gzer Shava. He says that the different types of Gzer Shava. Sometimes the Masorah from the Gzer Shava is which word to use and what's the halacha. Sometimes the Masorah is, we know that Rosh Hashanah, you blow Tkiah Chua Tkiah. We know that. That's the Masorah. Now, which Gzer Shava to use, that's not part of the Masorah. That's you have to figure out. So if something's part of the Masorah, again, the fact that you blow Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Tkiah Chua Tkiah, that is a Halach Moshe Sinai, and I'm telling you also, it's through Gzer Shava. Which words? I'm leaving up to the Chacham to figure out which words. That's why there's a Machlokas in terms of how to find it out, but the Halacha is still the same. Okay.
So there's only one pasuk on for the midbar, the one that says Utkatim Trua Shenis Benesom Achanot Achonim Temana Trua Itku Demasehem.
I think there were three dim pasukim actually we brought here. Like on the side of my page here, I have a.
Oh, because on the other side of the tab, no.
No, here we have one pasuk that says Utkatim Trua. Another pasuk that tells us Tisku Velo Saria, which tells me that Tkia is different than Trua. And they have another pasuk that says Utkatim Trua Shenis. These are three different pasukim. All right next to each other, three in a row.
That's enough.
And right, three in a row, which teach us these this particular halacha. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "V'shalosh churos nemru b'Rosh Hashanah," and it says the word "chura" three times by Rosh Hashanah. It says "Shabbason zichron chura," it says "Yom chura," and then it says "Ba'avarta shofar chura." Okay, so this is telling me what? That I've got to do it three times, I guess?
This is trying to tell us that we're doing three times Tekiah Trua Tekiah.
Yeah, this is teaching us the Chonos?
Yeah,
Malchus, okay.
No, not in regards to the...
The Seder.
To the... In regards to how many times you're doing that.
You mean that each, let's say Malchus three times, and Zichronot
yes.
three times,
yes.
and Shofar
yes.
three times, nine times?
Yes.
Okay.
In regards to Malchus, where do you do it?
It did tell me, yes, the three times? Different times
yes.
you do it. Okay. So because three Pesukim, we say it three different times. Now, even though, remember, one of these psukim we just mentioned is really mentioned by Yovel, not by Rosh Hashanah, taking what we had above, we're able to, through the word Chodesh HaShvi, we're able to apply all three psukim, lump them together. So, but Rosh Hashanah, we have to have three different times. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Ushtei tkiyos l'cholachas v'yachas. Each one has to have a tkiy in the beginning and a tkiy at the end. Now, matzinu, the maiden, we have those who learn, shalosh shiros, v'sheish tkiyos, namu b'Rosh Hashanah. So this is a different opinion now. Second here. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
The third pasuk here, right. Before we, the third pasuk, we have two pasuk by Rosh Hashanah. Where's the third pasuk? So the first opinion says the third pasuk came from Yovel, and we're able to bring Yovel over into Rosh Hashanah. This second opinion says all three pasukim are actually, we're going to find the third pasuk that has to do with Rosh Hashanah as well. We're keeping it all local to Rosh Hashanah, but to the pasukim we're going to see, looking now, it says, Shtayim Midivei Torah, two are found in the Torah, the two were already brought, which was again, Shabbos and Zichron Shua and Yom Shua, that's about Rosh Hashanah. And Achas Midivei Sofen, the third pasuk about Rosh Hashanah is not found in the Torah, it's found in Divrei Sofen. So what are they? Shabbos and Zichron Shua, Vavarta Shofar Shua, those are both Medivrei Torah. Those are two about Rosh Hashanah, they're found in the Chumash. Then Yom Shua Lachem, Yelachem, the Talmudo Huba. Yom Shua Lachem is not found in the Pasuk?
It is,
but it's on the Midbar.
But it's... No.
That's why Divrei
Sofrim.
The third one we're using that one for to do the Gzeira Shava for the midbar. So you don't have it free.
The third chiyuv is come from the Divrei Sofrim based on this pasuk.
Okay.
Kapasuk nitzach lidrosh mimenu Gzeira Shava trua mimidbar shehuzkera lemala.
The first two are the right. The third one is Midivrei Sofrim based on this pasuk.
But the third one, we're using it for another Gzeira Shava, so it's not free to use it for this. Haklal v'shekadei shenuchal lidmo Gzeira Shava ben shtei milim shavot zrichot hamilim liot pnuyot shenim lamdim mehem shum
din. Right. It's what Rashi says, okay. See, Rashi shtayim Midivrei Torah, this is on the left side of Rashi. Rashi says shtayim Midivrei Torah. The left side of the page now. There's no Tosos here. Right. So Rashi says, Shtayim Midivrei Torah. Trei Kari Darish Laminyana. Two of the Pesukim we mentioned are part of the count. Those we have available to teach, we have to do at times. Kitakasani Va'azi, like the Brisa continues to say, V'havarta Shofar Chua Shavasum Zichon Chua. Those two are Midivrei Torah. Kolomar, Mikan Nilmod Shayim. From those two Pesukim, we're able to learn you have to do this structure two times. And Yom Chua Yelachem Lo Tijishul Minyan. That we can include part of the count, like you were saying. Share Til Talmud Huba. It's needed for the Talmud for a drasha. Has to be Mufna. Has to be available. L'Gzeir Shava Shadarish Chua Chua L'Gzeir Shava. We need that for the Gzeir Shava. So therefore, we cannot count it as part of the third. Ella Sofrim Amruo. The Sofrim, referring to the Chachamim, they did say it. Kedei Lahashos Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros L'Tiusam. They didn't want it to be that. For, let's say, Malchus is Zichronos, we have Tkiah, Chua Tkiah, Tkiah, Chua Tkiah. And then for Shofros, we just have a Tkiah. They didn't like the structure. So therefore, Chacham on their own said, it probably makes most sense to have them all to be very equal. Even though we don't have an actual drasha for it, there's no pasuk available, they felt that was the appropriate thing to do.
But the Gemara does mention the pasuk, even though we're not using it.
Well, the Gemara mentioned the pasuk that you might have, it's really like, you would have thought, isn't there a third pasuk by Rosh Hashanah we could use? Of course, is that pasuk's not available, because that's already used for the drasha gzera shava to connect it to the midbar. So therefore, there are only two available pasukim.
So it's mentioning them, and it's saying, then it's mentioning the three pasuk, and saying, no, two are we use them, and the third one, we're actually not using it.
Exactly. So why do we have, so why is the third one, why is Shofros, Chutkiah, Lahashroson, exactly, to equate them all. Now Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Achas Medivrei Torah, Vishtai Medivrei Sofrim. He says actually only one is available for the drasha, the other two has to be used for something else. How does he say this? Vart the shofar chua midivrei Torah. That pasuk's available that you have to have Rosh Hashanah tkiya chua tkiya. Shabbosan zichon chua and the yom chua yelachem the tamuda huba. That is needed for a drasha and is not available to be made part of the count. My le tamuda. What's the drasha you need from this pasuk? Huba. My le tamuda huba. You need it for the following. Libayom velo balayla. It says yom chua yelachem. That only during the daytime do you blow the shofar, but not at nighttime. You don't blow the shofar at nighttime. Mara says, what do you mean? Vitach biyom v'layla minalei nafklei. The person who thinks you can use the word the pasuk yom chua as part of the count, and you don't use it for the drasha of daytime, not nighttime. So where does he learn that you can't blow shofar at nighttime? So he learned it nafklei. He learned it from a different pasuk. Mi biyom hakipurim. By Yom Kippur, by Yovel, it says by Yom HaKippurim. So during the daytime, you blow the shofar by Yovel, and we learn the Gzeir Sheva also by Rosh Hashanah during the daytime, only not the nighttime. So Gemara says, wait a second. Yib Yom HaKippurim, Yalef. If you're learning all these halachas from Yom Kippur, that only day, but not night, so Nigmar Nami Minei, Lufshut Lufnera, Lufshut Lachera. So then also learn the following, the halacha of Tkiyat Shua Tkiyat, that structure, you should also learn through the Gzeir Shava from Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, now, you couldn't have learned it from Yom Kippur, because v'havarta taviru lo mashmalu. They felt that these words does not imply pshuta. Even by Yom Kippur, when it says v'havarta taviru, those words do not indicate pshuta according to this mandamar. So you're right, I've got a Gzeir Shava to learn from Yom Kippur. I learned from Yom Kippur that the daytime and not the nighttime you blow the shofar. But the fact that it's a pshut in the beginning, a pshut in the end, that is not implied from the words avarta.
Because in Yom Kippur it says the avarta.
Exactly. Uh-huh. A better proof is when it says...
That's what before the
right.
You mentioned that it could have said the avarta and it says...
Right, but now we're saying, how do we know pshuta? Because it says tkiya chua. Tkiya implies pshuta better than havarta implying chua. Implying tkiya rather. So, he rather used the word tkiya to imply a pshuta than the word havarta to imply a pshuta.
So, the only limit from that pasuk is b'chodesh hashvi, the hekesh. That's all we use in that pasuk for.
Hekesh, or gzer shava, right? And we're learning from that pasuk that the daytime, but not the nighttime. That's what we're learning, exactly. And to use a shofar probably also.
Well, the shofar is, yeah, I mean, right, that's the whole basics of the hekesh, that's using
right.
A shofar.
Right, use a shofar. And as machlok, it's where you learn tkiya chua tkiya from. Is it from Yom Kippur also, or no, Vavarta doesn't mash with that, you have to learn right. It from Rosh Hashanah itself.
No, you learn it from the Midbar.
From the Midbar, exactly, right. Okay, Ella, so my darshibuhu Vavarta. So now that we say the word Vavarta by Yom Kippur does not mean, according to this opinion at least, it does not mean pshuta. So what drasha do you use? What is Vavarta coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, Kedi Rav Masna, Dama Rav Masna, Vavarta derech havarasa taviru. That the way of passing is the way you have to pass it. Dikama Rahmana navre biyad. What does that mean? So Rashi explained, to see the bottom left of Rashi? Derech havarasa, lemu'ute hafchu v'takabo. To do it backwards, to blow from the opposite end. Havarta means you pass it through the normal way. You have to blow the shofar from the small end to the larger end. That's don't flip it around. That's what we're learning from Havarta. And then the other one is, and Taviru is teaching me Biyad. So again, let's read this again. Dama Rav Masna. Havarta teaches me derech havarasa. You have to blow it the normal way. The normal way it passes through. The word taviru teaches me to kama rachmana navre biyad. Pass it with your hand that you're supposed to hold it in your hand. I guess that's the other drasha. Is that what it's saying? Biyad? That's the second drasha? Yeah?
Taviru et guf ha-shofar kishata machzik biyad bechol ha-aretz. Verak le'achar ha-drasha...
Ah, I didn't see it. Okay. Oh, I missed my hand was covering it. Navre biyad says Tosos perish shiachuzenu biyado viska v'lo shinisen yanichenu al gavi shum davar viska perish akunches ikur. You're supposed to have it lying. Don't have it on a table and try to blow it while it's on the desk, which is pretty hard to do. But instead, hold it. Rashi says something different. I'm not sure what Rashi is trying to say. Rashi says Navrenu Bayad means Vi Lav the Hadar Kasve Lohava Mash Mishtame Daviru Lashon Tekiah. If it didn't say Navrenu a second time, you wouldn't even know Tavir is referring to blowing the shofar. That's what Rashi is saying.
Oh, I think Rashi is bothered by what does it say twice over there.
Okay.
I don't think he's coming to exclude what Tosis is saying here. I think he's just bothered now by a separate point. Is that why did it say it twice?
At the end, what it says, uh-huh. What does it say? Beyom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol, the second time.
So that's telling you that we're talking about Kiyos over there.
Uh-huh. Okay, Tosis seems to indicate that Rashi says a different shot than him, though. It says Perish Kunshis Iker. Okay, I'm not sure. All right, either way, we have a pshat. We are running out of time still. We have to finish the Masechta tomorrow. So, says the Gemara, V'idach. So V'idach, the other opinion, who thinks the word Taviru means pshuta, it's not available to teach me, you have to hold it in your hand, you have to blow it the proper way. The Rav Masna, how do you learn Rav Masna, this halacha of having to hold on to it and blowing it the proper way? Midishani b'diburo, that changed the language. That could have said tkia. Why use lashon taviru to teach me a second drasha? Taviru means pshuta. It also means you have to blow it in the normal way. Okay. Then the Gemara says taviru biyad lo matzamris. What's it say now?
No. You didn't really try it. V'ilu nian ta'aviru. Ta'aviru she'ayinu to'im u'mufarshim tzach la'avir et ha'shofar k'shata marziko ba'yad b'chol ha'aretz. Lo matzita amarta. You cannot say like that. It's not the lo matzita amarta. It's not connected to ta'aviru ba'yad. It's in different...
Okay, that, so ta'aviru ba'yad lo matzamers. You can't say yes. That means ba'yad because the gamar avra avra mi Moshe. So you have to use it for gzer shava. We have this Gzeir Shava. What's the connection of the Avara by Yom Kippur and Avara by Moshe? Malahalim Bekol Af Kamakol. Just there, Moshe used a kol, a sound, so to hear also a sound was used. And therefore this word, the second Vav Taviru, is not available for a Joshua. Okay, I'm not sure why we would have thought otherwise. That wouldn't be a call here. We're using a shofar. I'm not sure why you need the Gzeir Shava. Okay. Fine, right in the Gemara. Ulahai Tana de Maisha Lev Midbar. The opinion that learn this whole drasha from the words, from the psukim by the Midbar, Imal Halan Chatotos Afkan Chatotos. You would have thought. In the Midbar, they didn't use shofars, they used the trumpets. Now's the time to travel, let's get up and get ready. So maybe also by Rosh Hashanah, we should also use chatzot, so it's not shofar. Tamalomar, tiku b'chodesh shofar, bekes yom chagenu. Right, so this pasuk in Tillim, we say, so, ezu chag she'chodesh miskasebo, which is the chag that the month, or the moon really, is covered. Havi omer is the Rosh Hashanah. To Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the only one that's at the beginning of the month where the moon is so slight, and it calls, so therefore, and it says in this pasuk, the kamar rachmana shofar. It's so interesting, we always take for granted, of course, they use a shofar Rosh Hashanah, but in fact, it really never says Rosh Hashanah, shofar Rosh Hashanah. It's either used from a pasuk in Tillim right now, or from a gzer shava to Yovel. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, going back to what we discussed yesterday's daf about the chua and the shvarim, asking Rabbi Abo made the following takana. Bekesari, tkiya shlosha shvarim chua tkiya. He says, you blow the tkiya. Sorry?
Now it's mentioning shvarim for the first time.
And a chua also. It says, tkiya shlosha shvarim chua tkiya. That's the structure. Mar says, Manavshach, I don't understand. What's pshat here? I yalula yaliol. If it's pshat and chua means yalula, like a little like ta-ta-ta-ta sound. So, la'avid tkia chua tkia. Why have shvarm? Vida gunucha ganech, if you hold it's more of a sobbing, where it's a longer sound, two, then la'avid tkia shlosha shvarm v'tkia. Don't do chua then. Why are you doing both? Gemara says, Mesaf galei in gunucha ganech o yalula yalul. He wasn't sure what it was, so just to be yotzei, he did, let's do both of them together. We'll do tkia, shvarm, and chua tkia to make sure they're both there.
That's
so ask the Gemara, not for all of them though, ask the Gemara, maskula Rabbi Avira. V'duma yalila have v'kamafsik shlosh shvarm ben chua tkia. So I understand, if you're saying it's really only chua, so you're being mafsik with the shvarm, an unnecessary shvarm in the middle. It should be tkia, chua tkia. By you throwing shvarm, you're making unnecessary sound, and you're going to ruin the whole continuous mitzvah. Mar says, no, the hadr avit tkia chua tkia. So afterwards he does a tkia, first he does tkia shvarim chua tkia, then he does tkia chua tkia. Right, so you have tkia shvarim chua tkia. Not yet, because we only have two of them. We didn't do all combinations yet. All we have tkia shvarim chua tkia, tkia chua tkia. Now, maskula Ravina, v'duma gnuchay havig kamifaskit chua ben shvarim tkia. Maybe really chua gnuchim, which is shvarim. And now you're having chua interrupt between the shvarim and tkia, says the Gemara, the avid tashat. You do chua, shvarim, chua. Tkia rather, shvarim, tkia. So now you have all three permutations. We do tkia, shvarim, tkia. We do tkia, chua, tkia. And we do tkia, shvarim, chua, tkia. So, Eli Rabbi Abou, my askin. Why? What was the takana? I genucha ganech ha'avdi. If he was about sabbing shvarim, so he did tkia shvarim tkia. I yalula yalil, if it meant chua really alone, ha'avdi, he did tkia chua tkia. So misaf galei, so but why'd he do tkia shvarim chua tkia? That's not one of the shvatim. Either it's a chua or it's a shvarim. It's never going to be both. So all you really need to do is tkia chua tkia or do a tkia shvarim tkia.
And with that, you yotze everything.
But why do tkiya shvarim chua tkiya? Do both of them? That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, misaf gilei dilma ganech v'yala. Maybe it really means both. Maybe pshat, they're both true. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. So that's why he has to do a third permutation of both them together. Ihachi, lav nami ipcha, do the opposite. Why do we do shvarim and then chua? Maybe we really should do tkiya, chua, shlosh shvarim tkiya. It really should be four permutations, because which one comes first? Shua or shvarim, or shvarim or chua? So really there should be four. Duma yalu v'ganech. Maybe the first person goes do, and then he does do. Says the Gemara, stama demilsa. The way things work normally, the way people cry, ki misra b'inish milsa. When something bad happens, bereisha ganech. First, he begins to make these long shvarm sounds, like David's going to do for us, and then how the yalu. Then he starts to do the choppy ones. What? Right. Again, do it again.
Wait. So isn't I'm confused.
Yeah.
Isn't shvarim the way we understand shvarim? Isn't shrua the do in the shvarim and do?
That's what I also thought. You know, it's funny, Adam. I also thought it was that way. It's funny. I also remember that way.
Shvarim is two, and shrua do.
I also remembered like you.
Have I like forgotten everything we've done from I've seen for 30 years?
Maybe.
Yesterday I also had that.
Or maybe they're just doing it wrong.
Yeah? I feel like...
No, but the truth is it's the kia shvarim teruah tekiah, and it's the...
I'm pretty sure it's a charm is...
Right.
Yeah.
But I also somehow, I don't know why I got that idea, but yeah.
Okay.
No, it is because it's the kia shvarim teruah tekiah.
Mishan Avo says a person who forgets something is chayiv misa. The person forgets something because he's doing nothing, that's when you're chayiv misa. But if you forget something because you're learning so much, and that causes you to forget other things, so then you're chayiv misa for that.
This is odd, though.
It's funny,
this
because
is strange.
I had the same idea like yesterday, exactly.
I've heard every year for my entire life.
Okay. Says the Gemara, last line of the Amud, as we're running out of time. Taka b'rishona u'mashach b'shniyah kishayim. Misha told us a person blows one tkiyah and he extends it the length of two tkiyahs. And the halacha was, he cannot view it as two tkiyas because there is no interruption. It's just one long tkiya. Tkiya gedola, it's called. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shama, Teisha, Tkiyos.
Is he going to mention tkiya gedola?
No, that's not mentioned.
Us. It's all potential.
Yeah, I don't think it's mentioned. Person who is Shama, Teisha, Tkiyos, Beteisha, Shells. Person hears 9 tkiya blasts in 9 different hours, dispersed throughout the day. Beteisha Shells, Bayom, Yata. He's Yata. Now, by the way, Rashi just points out, it doesn't mean tkiya alone. Rashi says also, Trios Nami Kamar. So what happens is that you have to, we know, Mikra, then all you really need is 9. You need tkiya, Trua, tkiya. 3 times. Forget Shavam right now. Tkiya, Trua, tkiya, tkiya, Trua, tkiya, tkiya, Trua, tkiya. Let's say in the morning he wakes up, blows a tkiya. Next hour he blows the Trua. Next hour he blows the tkiya. Next tkiya, then Trua. All separate by 9 is an hour in between each of the blasts. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Yoyote. Then the Gemara says, I'm sure there's a lot to talk about here, but there's no time to talk about this. Tanya, Nami Hachi, Shama Teisha Tkiyos B'Teisha Shalos B'Yom Yatza. Okay, Bryce says the same thing. You can hear them dispersed throughout the day. However, Meteisha B'nei Adam, from 9 different people, Ke'acha, 9 people standing in the room. You hear it in one moment. 9 different blasts. You know, 6 guys are blowing the tekiah, 3 guys are blowing the churros. You are Lo Yatza. And the reason being, Rashi explains, because Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. Can't hear 2 different sounds. But then the Gemara goes on to say, but the Gemara earlier told us, the Chav Zayin, that exactly it's Chaviv, saying it's Chaviv, you can hear from 2 people, like Megillah and Hallel. So this seems to be arguing on that, because Tkiyah is something that's Chaviv to a person, so a person would be able to distinguish between the different sounds, so it sounds like maybe we would allow this L'Halacha.
But I she said that it's no?
But I think
sorry?
That, I think that the whole shadow of that Gemara was that you wanted to be Yote of one of the 2.
Right, not focusing on all 9. You could focus on one person.
Meaning if 2 things are the same and you're trying to be Yote one of them, then you can't ignore the other.
Exactly,
one.
Right.
But if you have to be Yote on both, then it doesn't apply.
Exactly, that seems to be my focus. Does it mean you could hear actually 9 different things at the same time, or no? You're able to...
According to what we learned, it seemed that you were able to isolate one of them.
Right. I agree. So Rashi seems to say there's a difference, but keep that in mind. Right, Tosa says it doesn't work because you have to have the structure of tkiya, chua, tkiya. You're missing that.
Right.
You have to have that order. Okay, then the Gemara says, tkiya mizeh, v'chua mizeh yata. Let's say, you know, Ricky's blowing the tkiya, and David's blowing the chua, and then Adam blows the tkiya. So then, your yotel, so it doesn't have to be the same person blowing all the tkiyas. V'afil b'seirugim, even if they're taking turns. So, taking seirugim means switching. So what does it mean, seirugim, in this case? What exactly?
Sukkot.
What?
Breaks.
Like we said above, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, like same thing as with the 9 hours.
No. A break between one. It's not like a constant thing, one long thing. Tkiya toward Tkiya. It's a Tkiya. He stopped. The guy.
Like the 9 hours.
No.
Yeah.
It's a big difference between an hour and, you know, I don't. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Well, I'll have to have to keep talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Tosafot Rashi apparently asks, we already learned the halacha of 9 hours before. Tosafot Rashi, this is greater. Above, we only allowed an hour break in between. Here, we could allow even for 2-hour breaks in between.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, Vafil kol yom kulo. Are we allowed to listen to this the entire day, like the whole day? Oh, that's part of the line. Vafilu kol yom kulo. Even though the tkiyas might last throughout the entire day, separate throughout, you're still yote, like we said above. Me, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan really say that it's permitted. You could hear the 9 tkiyos throughout 9 hours of the day. V'hamar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon, V'niyot, Tadak, B'halel, Uv Megillah, Im Shah, Kadei Ligmor, Skula, Choj L'Rosh. A person is in the middle of Halel, and then he just takes a 20-minute break in the middle. He has to repeat, start again. Same thing with Megillah. He's listening to Megillah, and he takes a long interruption. He has to start all over again. So why not by tkiya, if a person takes a break in the middle of the 9 tkiyas, he should start all over again. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, hadidei hadrabe, once he himself, and once his Rebbe. So this last case is Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadeh. He's quoting his Rebbe that says you would have to start all over again. But Rabbi Yochanan himself above says you do not have to start all over again. He does not think there's a hefsek. So the Gemara says, "V'ha Rabbi Abohu have a shakiv azay basri de Yochanan." Once Rabbi Abohu was what? Yeah, once Rabbi Abohu was following Rabbi Yochanan. Have a kari kriyas shema, and Rabbi Yochanan was reciting kriyas shema. Kimata lemavulos mutunafos. He once Rabbi Yochanan got to from dirty alleyways. He wasn't able to say shema anymore. He had to interrupt. Ishtik, he was quiet. Bas dechav after he passed through the dirty alleyway and got to a clean area. Armalu malu ligmor. He asked him, "Am I supposed to repeat?" I'm not sure if Rabbi Bo asked him or who's asking who right now. Rabbi Bo seems to be the Talmud here. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Bo apparently. No, Rabbi Bo asked Rabbi Yochanan rather. I guess.
Did he say Kachman while he was walking?
Right.
Yeah, he asked Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, yes, Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan.
I guess Rabbi Bohu was saying Kriyat Shema. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan was saying Kriyat Shema. I guess Rabbi Bohu was saying Kriyat Shema. He's following Rabbi Bohu. Then he leaves, he had to interrupt. He leaves the alleyway and says in the middle to Rabbi Yochanan, "Am I supposed to start all over again now, or can I pick up where I stopped?" So Rabbi Yochanan responds, "Amar le, im shahisa, kadei lig morskula, choz le rosh." If the amount of time you were quiet was enough time for you to finish Shema, let's say it takes 5 minutes to say Shema, and you were quiet for 5 minutes, you have to start over again.
So you can say Kriyat Shema while you're walking.
While you're walking, right. What we passing is when you're saying the first pasuk, you should stop, have kavanah, and the rest you could walk. Ideally, you should sit. That's the best way. But if you have to, you could say it while walking, right. So Hachi Kamar. So we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan says, he himself, not his Rebbe, but he himself says, if you do wait, if you make a hefsek, you do have to start all over again. Before he said that was only his Rebbe. Here Rabbi Yochanan himself is saying you have to start all over again. Explain to Gemara, Hachi Kamarle. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Bohu. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yochanan says, lo sfirle, I don't think you have to start all over again. Lididach, according to you, Rabbi Bohu, the sfirlechu, im shas kadei le gemara skula chos le rosh. According to the way you understand Rabbi Bohu, apparently Rabbi Bohu paskin, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yotadak, according to you, you have to start all over again. Okay, let's at least try to get to the two dots, a few lines down. Taner Rabbanim. Tekios ain makwa zuezu. The various tekios are not ma'akiv each other. Which tekios are you referring to right now?
Tanis
Tzibor. What mean not ma'akiv zuezu? If you only know how to do a tekiya, but you don't know how to do a true, let's say.
Is it,
or you don't know how to do the order.
Is it cancel?
What?
Is it cancel?
Oh, what's it referring to right now? He said Tainus. I'm not sure which one it's referring to. It could be Yom Kippur also, or Rosh Hashanah even. This says Tainus Tzibor. I have here also. Tainus Tzibor. Okay.
You not do tekiyot in Tainus Tzibor?
Oh, the Gemara is going to say, in Tainus Tzibor they would. Not for us. We don't do it, but they used to do that. So on Tainus Tzibor, if you don't know all the tekiyot, or you don't know the order, it doesn't make a difference. Just do whatever you could do. Ain makwa zuetzu. Brachos ain makwa zuetzu either. Let's say, and when it came to Tainus, we had six extra brachos that we would add onto a Tainus. So that too is not added. That's not ma'akev. Whatever you know, you say. If you only know two of the brachos, add the two brachos. You don't have to do all or nothing. However, when it comes to tekiyos of brachos for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, however, are ma'akev. You have to know all of them. If you don't know all of them, you can't just do some of them. All or nothing here. All brachos you have to know. All tekiyos. My time. What's the reasoning? So I'm a rabba. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Amru l'fanai b'Rosh Hashanah, say in front of me, says Hashem, say Malchios, say Zechanos, say Shofros. Why? Malchios k'dei shetam lichunu aleichem, in order that I should reign over you. Zechanos, you should say, k'dei sheyavol l'fanai zechonechem. This way your memories should come pass in front of me. And l'tova, for good. Uvema, and what should you use? With the b'shofar. So I guess the idea, since it's such a serious and powerful day, you have to do the exact way that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it. You can't just do part and parcels. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. You have to do all or nothing. Okay. So should we stop here?
Yeah. It says here that there's two ways.